This is the Red Sox Precap with your hosts, Keaton DeRocher and Shelley Verstrate. Part of the Over the Monster Podcast Network.
Welcome back to the Red Sox Precap Podcast, a podcast from the Over the Monster Podcast Network, where we recap the series that just ended, preview the one that's about to start. I am your host, Keaton DeRocher, back, as always, with Shelley Verstrate. We took a bit of a break over the holiday weekend. Didn't record because of the holiday. Shelley, how was your fourth?
It was good. It was nice and relaxing. Just spent it with my husband and my two dogs. What about you, Keaton?
Pretty much the same. Just relaxed. Played some cribbage. Did some grilling. It's a nice little day.
Love it.
All right. Well, the Red Sox have, since we last recorded, have gotten themselves into a pattern of playing a whole bunch of one-run baseball games. And that was not out of the norm of this series as well. Game one against the Angels, Martin Perez versus Jose Suarez. The Red Sox get the win 5-4. It was another typical Perez start, 5 1/3 innings, 8 hits, 3 Ks, 1 walk, 2 runs, only one of those earned. But then followed up by another tremendous performance from the bullpen, Sarmiento, Taylor, Ottavino followed that up. The lead led in 2 runs. Ottavino made it interesting in the ninth, but was able to get Ohtani to ground out and pick up the save and chirp Ohtani a little bit about his birthday. So, Shelley, what did you think of Martin Perez's start?
Yeah, I mean, exactly what you said. I mean, this is a typical Perez start. This is what you, honestly, this is what you like to see. I mean, yeah, I mean, I want the Perez that we had at the beginning of the season where, I mean, he was like striking out 5, 6, 7 guys going 7 innings, but that's not Perez. I mean, this is kind of what you want from your 5th inning guy. So I'm cool with it. I'm totally fine with it.
Yeah, as long as you're getting a chance to win every night, which is what it's given you. So that's about all you can ask for. Verdugo got the night off. Rafael Devers moved into the 2-hole and had himself a night, going 3-for-5 with a 3-run bomb. Shelley, that lineup has largely remained unchanged. However, Devers does have a lot of experience hitting in the second spot in the order. Would you like to see him do that more often?
I mean, I kind of do, but with how well this kind of lineup has produced so far, you know, with Verdugo hitting second and then, you know, going all the way down to Devers hitting fifth, I just kind of trust Cora at this point, and I'm just like, fine, if we don't want to mess with this, we don't want to mess with this. But, you know, Verdugo having a night off, Devers moving up there, I'm fine with that. But I'm kind of trusting Cora at this point when it comes to the lineup.
Yeah, I think I'm with you on that. I mean, we've talked a lot about the leadoff spot, but they haven't had an issue with the current lineup they've been rolling out. Although I did think it was interesting not starting the year with Devers in that 2-hole, but having him further down in the lineup. But they're scoring runs. That was the majority of the offense. Red Sox had 7 hits on the night, and 3 of them came from Devers. So, strong game from him. Difficult series for the Red Sox offense. Really kind of just it was a slow offensive West Coast trip. So, it's nice to have them back on the East Coast. Adam Ottavino, as we said, got the save. That was his 7th of the season. Moving on to Game 2. Game 2. Angels 5, Red Sox 3, dropping Game 2. This was the highlight of the series, Nathan Eovaldi versus Shohei Ohtani. First game for Eovaldi since being named an All-Star, and he didn't look great. Got through 5 2/3 innings to 104 pitches, 9 hits, 5 earned runs, but only walked runs, struck out 9. Shelley, this was actually, I mean, we've talked about Eovaldi really the last 2 seasons in that, when he's 2 in the strike zone racking up strikeouts, he tends to get hit a lot, which is exactly what we saw.
Yeah, you said it correctly. Like, that's exactly what we saw. Again, I mean, we saw these nine strikeouts. But then again, he threw 104 pitches. He was getting deep into counts, only going 5 and 2/3 innings. It was just kind of like one of those typical Eovaldi starts that we get occasionally where, yeah, he's effective from like the strikeout standpoint, but he doesn't go far. He gets hit around. Yeah, it was sadly just one of those games.
And of those 9 hits, 5 were extra bases. 2 doubles from Fletcher, a double from Ohtani, a double from Stassi, and a home run from Stassi. So they were not cheap hits. They got their licks in. From the Red Sox perspective, though, again, only 6 hits. No one had a multi-hit night. Lots of offers and 7 strikeouts. However, following Evaldi, Brandon Workman went an inning in the third. 2 hits, 2 strikeouts, no runs. And Yaxel Rios, a nice clean inning with a strikeout. So the bullpen able to settle down after that. By the time they got there, damage was done. Danny Santana left the game with an injury, which could kind of muddy the waters of the 40-man roster, depending on how much time he ends up needing to miss. It looks like he is headed for the IL. Do you think it's Duran time or Cordero taking some time at first base in Worcester? Do you think he's the next man up? Or is Chavis back?
I mean, honestly, who knows? I mean, especially with, you know, the All-Star break coming up, I doubt it's going to be Duran because it would seem kind of odd to bring him up for, like, what, 4 or 5 games and then have the All-Star break again. I think that it could be Cordero if he has to miss some time. But, I mean, I guess we could see Chavis. It's just like Chavis looks like so bad his last time up. It's kind of like maybe we'll just kind of give Cordero a little bit of run before Duran comes up.
Yeah, I'm interested in how Franchi has been doing at first. And I think that's kind of interesting because he's been wrecking since he went down to AAA. But then again, that's also kind of what he does, right? He demolishes AAA and then gets called up and struggles. But I'm like, he's doing so well in AAA, I'm kind of like buying back into it that maybe he just needs to get his head right. And if he's, you know, passable enough at first, that's kind of interesting. So I think I'm going to be fine with whichever way they go. But I think you're right. After the All-Star break seems to make the most sense for Duran. So
yeah,
keep an eye out for that. Red Sox drop game 2, 5-3. On to game 3 today. Another one-run game for the Red Sox. Their 5th and 6th games, I believe. I believe all the games against Oakland were one-run games.
Yep.
Dropped 5-4. The pitching matchup here, Eduardo Rodriguez versus Andrew Heaney. We'll call this one the dink and dunk game because there was a stretch of the game where all 7 hits from the Angels had an exit velocity below 80 miles an hour off of Eduardo Rodriguez, only scoring 2 runs, however, not able to kind of string them all together. But a bit of a tough outing for Rodriguez. I know I think the last couple times he's gone out there, like Eck in particular, has talked about how just absurdly unlucky Eduardo Rodriguez had been in his starts, and it kind of seemed like more of the same. Are you still tossing up that he's just in a pit of bad luck right now?
Yeah, I mean, I really, whenever I watch him, like, I don't understand how unlucky he is. Because, I mean, he's just getting, like, these little dinks and dunks, like, all the time. Like, this game in particular, you know, against the Angels was extremely just, I was just watching it, and I'm just like, how on earth did that happen? It's just, yeah, he's very unlucky. So it's not that he's pitching poorly, it's just, man, he really poo-pooed on, like, some BABIP gods there. I don't know what he did, but...
Pretty much. Rodriguez did get 5 strikeouts, no walks. 9 hits total for the line. 4 earned runs. The bullpen followed behind him. Sarmura with a nice inning. Darwin's and Hernandez with an inning, giving up an earned run. And then Whitlock closed it out. Pretty decent performance on the series from the bullpen, but the starting pitch-up adding some hiccups with the offense struggling a bit. Total for the series, 41 men left on base across the three games. In the two that they lost, it was 26. Ugh. Tough outing for the Mets.
Yeah, you can't win with that. You can't win with that.
Nope. 26 men left on base and losing by a total of 3 runs. Also in Game 3, bit of bad luck in the 6th inning where the Red Sox were starting to put some things together. They had just scored a run to cut the lead to 4-3. And then Christian Vasquez grounded into a double play where the fielder never stepped on second base to end the inning.
Yep.
Just all around bad luck. That bad West Coast juju.
Yep.
So that Carver's a series. Red Sox dropped 2 out of 3 to the Angels, finishing a real tough West Coast swing, but now they're back on the East Coast. Shelley, who is your pick for MVP of the series?
I don't know. This series is kind of just really frustrating. But I mean, I guess I'll give it to Devers. He had a really good first game and made some good plays out in the field. I mean, he kind of threw a ball away today, but I'm going to give it to Devers.
You know, sometimes you win some, sometimes you lose some with Devers. More often than not, though, you win some. So.
Yep.
Solid pick. I'm going to go with Bogarts, who ended up having 3 hits in the game today. Everybody pretty much had an offer at some point.
Yeah.
So that's not a lot of great options to choose from there. But all right, well, we will take a break, come right back, and preview the upcoming series against the Philadelphia Phillies.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, after dropping 2 out of 3 to the Angels, the Red Sox still sit atop the American League East, still 7-3 in their last 10, so even though it was a tough West Coast swing, still a strong outing there. 2.5 games up on the Rays, 8.5 up on the Blue Jays, 9 up on the Yankees, 24.5 up on the Orioles. Welcoming Philadelphia Phillies to town, who are currently 2nd in the NL East, 4.5 back of the Mets at 41-42. I've already seen Philly earlier this year in a nice little, I think it was a little 2-game series there. Pitching matchups for this: Garrett Richards, Vince Velasquez, Martin Perez versus Matt Moore, and Nick Pivetta versus Aaron Nola, having the fortunate miss of Zach Wheeler in this series for the Red Sox. What are you expecting from those pitching matchups, and what are you kind of looking for?
That's basically what I have to say about the first two. Richards, I have no earthly idea, and I don't think that I'll like it. Martin Perez, he's okay. But then, you know, he's going up against Matt Moore, so, it should be, I don't know, a lot of offense. And then in that first game, Richards is going against Velasquez. So it's like, yeah, it's not going to be fun from a fan who likes to watch pitching with those first two games. but, you know, maybe the final game will be a little bit redeemed with Nola. He hasn't looked like the ace that we've seen him the last couple of years, but he's still really, really good. And Pivetta, you know, maybe he, you know, has a revenge game in him and just pulls it out. So it's going to be a very interesting. I don't know what to think about this series. I don't feel great, but I don't feel horrible about it either. I'm really conflicted.
I feel better about it being at Fenway,
yeah,
and not in Philadelphia, because we saw Red Sox offense or Red Sox pitchers struggle in Philly, which is understandable. It's nice little Heritage Park there. Mm-hmm. But I feel just the same. Like, Richards Velasquez, not great. Like, I'd like to see Richards just give him a chance to win. I feel like I'm at the same spot with him as I am with Perez. Like, just get through five, keep him in the game kind of deal. Perez met more. Same. I mean, you've got the note written here, snooze fest, and that's exactly how I feel. But then the highlight, Pivetta hoping to get a little revenge game there against Aaron Nola. That's going to be a really fun game to watch. But mm-hmm. because of that, I feel better about the Red Sox offense. Being home, and as long as they don't strand nearly 15 runners a game, I feel like the outcome of the series should be pretty good. Phillies stats. Reese Hoskins is having a nice season. 313 OBP, 20 homers, couple steals. Bryce Harper's having a nice little Bryce Harper season for himself. Andrew McCutchen also having a nice little year. Yeah. Been a while since we've been able to say that. JT Realmuto doing JT Realmuto things. So, unfortunately, we're not able to avoid Realmuto as he was on the IL the last time they played. He's back. So, I mean, it's those four, the heart of that order, certainly can do damage against the Red Sox pitching, but they're also very, very aggressive. 89 strikeouts so far for Hoskins, 68 for Harper, and 73 for Andrew McCutchen. So there's certainly an opportunity to, keep these aggressive bats off balance and do some damage on the pitching side. So,
yep.
Looking forward to the Red Sox. Hopefully being able to take that. I'm going to say Red Sox take 2 out of 3.
Yep, that's exactly what I was going to say. 2 out of 3. It's going to be close. But 2 out of 3, I think we squeak it up. Especially because our bullpen is much better than Philly's. Understatement of the year.
True. So actually, this could be the Brandon Workman revenge series, right?
Oh boy, yes.
I'm going to go with JD Martinez as my prediction for MVP as well.
Nice. I'll go that route too. I'll go JD. Like, he's been kind of hitterish recently. You know, he's going to get ready for the All-Star game, getting ready and just going to tee off on Phillies pitchers. Love it.
Yeah. All right. That is going to do it for this edition of the podcast. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to check us out on overthemonster.com, where we sometimes write stuff. Check us out on Twitter, @TheSpokenKeats. You can find Shelly @ShellyV_643. Thanks for listening.